Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Holy moly, chemicals are the reason for your early menopause?
Could it be?
You read that. It was on NBC News. There's this fabulous study, and we have, the expert behind this study, Dr. Amber Cooper, who is going to be helping us understand, are chemicals indeed the reason for your early menopause? Dr. Cooper is an assistant professor at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, board certified in OBGYN and reproductive endocrinology, and she and her colleagues looked at all kinds of data from over 30,000 people who took part in a huge Center for Disease Control and Prevention survey that went from 1999 to 2008, and Dr. Cooper, welcome to Her Radio. Could you tell us the results of that study?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. So, yeah, you know, the results of the study are what we found is that 15 specific chemicals stood out and were associated with earlier menopause. And by earlier, I mean, you know, the average age of menopause in the United States, at least, is usually around 51, 51 and a half. And, you know, something like smoking, where we know is linked to earlier menopause, is usually 1 to 1.5 years earlier menopause, but we were finding that some of these chemicals were linked to earlier menopause 2 to 4+ years earlier. So pretty significant finding.
Very significant. So can you explain this study to our listeners?
Yeah, so this is actually what we call it, sort of a secondary analysis. It's a large cross-sectional survey in the United States. So, you know, the CDC has been performing something called NHANES, National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, for many years, which means, you know, they're going out every couple years and randomly sampling 5,000 patients, men, women, and children, of all different sort of geographic, you know, rural versus urban, socioeconomic ethnicities. And it's a great study because they're sampling populations of patients that we don't usually get to study. And so we specifically looked over this 10-year period at women and wanted to look at the levels of these environmental chemicals called endocrine-disrupting chemicals in their blood and in their urine and look at sort of age at menopause and try to understand what is the association between high levels of everyday exposure. So these aren't experimental conditions. These are everyday exposure and age at menopause.
So I'm dying to know, what are those chemicals? And where are they hiding?
Where are they hiding? So specifically, the 15 chemicals that we found, and we looked, they have, they're probably close to 200 chemicals or so in this study. We specifically looked at 111 of them, and then we honed in further at chemicals that had either longer half-lives in the environment or shorter half-lives, but we thought there was everyday exposure. For example, one of the shorter half-life would be phthalates. You know, phthalates are plasticizers, the things that make our plastic soft, so the plastic water bottle that makes the plastic soft and malleable, in a sense. So phthalates are really everywhere in sort of everyday lives, personal products, household products, even in the medical field, you know, IV tubing. But the 15 chemicals that we found, several of which were PCBs. Now PCBs are sort of a byproduct of industrialization, and they were actually banned in the United States in 1979, but they still exist because they don't break down. So when they're in the soil, they're in the air, they're in the water. We can't really get away from those sort of chemicals. Hopefully over time they'll go away. It's hard to tell. But PCBs essentially were about 9 of the 15 chemicals. There were a few pesticides, there was one dioxin, and then 2 phthalates. You know, and I think sort of the hot topic for us to really understand is probably at least the phthalates, something that we have everyday exposure to. I don't think we often realize how much exposure we have. You know, if we microwave on plastic, if we use, you know, frozen or packaged foods in plastic, plastic water bottles, actually makeup, a lot of household products and, things we use just to, for the texture purposes have phthalates in them.
Right. That I know from creating an app called Skin Safe, which will be out soon, and it talks about that. And especially women don't realize what they're putting on their skin and on their face. It's pretty amazing. So they don't understand that, you know, my next question to you was going to be, does it affect, you know, other parts of a woman's health? And I would imagine the answer is yes, but you're the expert. So tell us what you think about that, Dr. Cooper.
Well, you know, a lot of these endocrine disrupting chemicals have been implicated in past studies, you know, with cardiovascular health and, you know, metabolism or metabolic syndrome, obesity, insulin resistance. You know, with regards to reproductive health, there have been studies looking at age at menarche or when a woman's menstrual cycles start, but not very much with regards to age at menopause. And, you know, sort of as someone who takes care of a lot of patients who have infertility and whose ovaries act older than they are at a young age, I've got to believe if something's causing earlier menopause, it may be causing an inability or difficulty getting pregnant at an earlier age than we expect.
Right.
So, the implications can be significant. Now, this study in particular, it's probably good to say, I mean, with such a cross-sectional design, you can really only say they're associated with. It's not a study that can really show causation. We need a lot of further studies to really prove a cause and effect relationship per se, but at least showing this association and it hopefully raises awareness.
Exactly, because that's what we need to do, right? Women need to know this. I mean, even if the study isn't completely 100%, you know, focused on these 15 chemicals and what they absolutely do to the body, they need to understand that they are doing something that's bad.
Absolutely.
Well, so here the women are out there in her radio land listening to this, and they're saying, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do here? Now, suddenly they become obsessive label readers, and they don't know how in heaven's name, I mean, I'm a physician, you're a physician, you know, and Michelle is one of the queens of patient advocacy, and it's difficult to read these labels and make sense of them since most of them look like jet fuel. And so, you know, a woman right now is fingering her makeup saying, oh my gosh, you know, should I be putting this on me? Michelle just brought up body lotion and facial lotions and moisturizer. So how do you help yourself?
Yeah, I mean, in truth, I think it's very difficult. It's not like how we can pick up a box of cereal and look at the ingredient list. And I think that it's hard. I myself have scoured all the products and really tried to feel out, you know, what it is that's even in the products I'm using. And it's very difficult. And, you know, women even who are having babies, you know, they may learn, oh, I want to get the BPA-free products. But even if there's not BPA in that product, there's another plasticizer in there.
Exactly. So, they don't know the difference.
Yeah, right.
They don't know the difference.
And it's very difficult. And I think hopefully the more research that's done, the more transparency that, you know, products will eventually have to have. I mean, I think from a day-to-day, you know, changes maybe I've made in my life, and I don't microwave on plastic anymore. You know, I maybe microwave on glass or paper. You know, I've slowly phased out my children's plastic products, you know, but it's hard. I think it's something that really is in our everyday lives.
Agreed. Well, I think this has been an absolutely fascinating segment. Are chemicals the reason for your early menopause? Dr. Amber Cooper from Washington University has helped us understand why she did the study and the results. And the answer is, these chemicals can influence lots in our lives. And that's what's so important. Thank you so much, Dr. Cooper. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Women, you need to be careful of chemicals, so make sure that you're reading labels, and it's very difficult to do, but you still need to do it. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.